Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the home of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier, afternoons 2 to 6. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston, a radio.com sports station.
This hour, the Greg Hill Morning Show, brought to you by FindMassMoney.com.
I was burning tread on a Ford flatbed before I ever turned 16. There ain't a Daisy Duke girl in this country boy's world that ain't caught my shotgun see.
Coming up, new guidance from our fearless leaders in this state when it comes to eating and staying safe. And this would be for those who may be planning on getting a meal with others at a bar that is masquerading as a restaurant. So we will get to that in a little bit. But right now, it is time for this.
It's time for...
Hey, moron.
What a dope.
Hey, idiot. Hey, dumbass.
The dumbest.
I mean, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
No, you are dumb.
Of...
Dumb.
The...
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Day.
I'm not dumb.
Dumbasses.
People are so dumb. Well, we listened to everything that happened yesterday around the world. And Curtis, we have determined that this was the dumbest of the day yesterday.
We head to the great state of Florida, where a gentleman who admittedly had a little bit too much to drink got behind his lawnmower.
Oh, no.
And hopped on the old highway.
Oh, I love when this happens. Yes. I know. We haven't had a good one of these in a while.
I love the lawnmower dewees. I love the horse dewees.
Hey, it's motorized.
Sometimes in Florida, you get a golf cart dewee.
Villages.
Just a quick aside, Mutt's going to be intended to today.
Curtis.
Saratoga horse dewee.
So what do we have for audio?
We are going to hear from this gentleman who was riding his lawnmower on the Marion County Highway in Florida.
Okay.
What is going on?
Yeah.
You know you're in the road, right?
Was I?
You were. How much you have to drink tonight?
A couple.
A couple? I think it's a little more than a couple.
Okay, I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah. Well, where are you headed?
I'm just going home.
Going home? Well, where are you coming from?
My house.
So you came from your house and you're heading to your house?
Yeah.
So what, you just started driving around in your lawnmower?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Are you going to take me to jail or not?
No, I didn't say that. I said we're going to do some field sobriety exercises.
I have been drinking.
Okay. That's fine.
I have been drinking.
I understand. You told me that.
With you.
Good. And that's and like I said, we're going to do some exercises just to determine
There's
if
no you're... sense in it.
Why not?
Because I've been drinking.
I'm mowing the highway.
And now, LB.
I have been drinking.
I'm not going to lie
to
you.
House, I'm going home.
I don't know what I thought he looked like, but now that I see it, he looks
exactly like he sounds.
Has yes.
He is has he grizzly looking?
Just tweeted it out. He is okay. Grizzly. He is weathered, I think.
Which King of the Hill character does he most resemble?
Yeah, that's
did you ever see, by the way, sneaky good movie. Speaking of riding lawnmowers, did you ever see The Straight Story? The David Lynch movie about the man who goes to visit his brother in the hospital and rides his lawnmower across country to visit him.
No.
It's a true story.
Really?
Beautiful little movie. Really? Great. Yeah, it's great. Yeah, he rides his lawnmower across the country to visit his brother.
Does it feel good?
It's touching.
It's actually Damian Lillard's favorite movie.
It's actually being remade this year with one of Will Smith's kids.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, you mean just like The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is being remade now as a one-hour drama called Bel-Air?
What?
Oh, my God.
A drama?
I didn't even want to save it for the 9 o'clock hour because I have such disdain for it. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air being remade. If you thought the Saved by the Bell remake was enough to gall your 90s sitcom feel-good nerves, how about Bel-Air, a one-hour woke drama about what it took for the Fresh Prince to get to where he went?
Oh, God.
I'm not kidding. I have better things to do than to make this up.
You have to be kidding.
No.
Are they filming it in a socially distanced way? I hope.
They have an SJW filter for the lens, too.
Was it like Carlton realizes that he should be able to dance and he can't?
It's the struggle for him to get from Philadelphia to Bel Air.
Okay.
Yep.
His life got flipped, turns upside down. Cancel everything.
Remind me when that is airing.
Have you seen the latest thing that they've dug up out of Hollywood that they're remaking from the 80s? Zac Efron is going to star in the Disney Plus remake of Three Men and a Baby.
What?
Why Three Men. Are they going to have the kid hiding behind the dead kid behind the curtain with the gun?
We officially lost it.
Why does that need to be remade?
Know.
Well, they'll call it a reimagining or an update, and it'll be far less gender specific, like be less mustache, fewer mustaches, less smoking. It'll just be like gender amorphous.
What's next? We're going to remake Ernest Goes to Jail.
Ernest gets social reform.
Great movie. Ernest Goes to Jail, the best of all the Ernest movies.
You just heard the audio. That was Ernest Goes to Jail Part 4 right there, the guy on the lavender.
I thought, Danielle, when the lead-in was there was a man in Florida who'd been drinking, I thought you were going to have audio of me with my steak pants.
Yeah.
That was for you,
Way
Curtis.
To get out in front of it.
This is Chad from New Hampshire. What's up, Chad?
Hey, Chad.
Hey, Chad. What's up?
LB the berries.
Danielle is going on vacation in another week or so, and I'm trying to get LB to fill in for one of the days.
Come on.
I can't wait for that.
So I'm trying to get LB to fill in for one or two of the days.
Oh, is that today? Sorry.
Yeah, that's the only issue is whether he will show or not, but I'm working on
it. I tried to get Wilster to move the truck, and he said it's dead. Sorry, kid.
What are you calling about, Chad?
I got an obscure reference in the guy on the lawnmower.
Yes.
So P. Diddy, previously Puff Daddy, got arrested, got a DUI on a scooter, made him change his name, or he changed his name because of it. It was 10, 11, 12 years ago.
On a scooter?
It was in 2001. Miami
really?
Beach police pulled him over for driving a scooter illegally. He made an illegal lane change. They checked the computer. This is according to MTV.com. He had a suspended license. I don't see anything about a DUI, though.
Yeah. All right. We got to get to Ken, and what is... I'm going to have to push off my reveal on the Southie testing conspiracy, which I have uncovered on Facebook.
Ooh.
But because I need some time with this. So as a journalist...
I'm looking forward to hearing it because I've been drinking.
I have been drinking.
Maybe we'll get to that. We'll get to that at 8. And after trending... We will discuss the new guidance from our fearless leaders here in Massachusetts when it comes to how you should eat.
Drive home with OMF, weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Back to Danielle's lead for a second. She had the Cam Newton Instagram.
Yes.
The George Strait reference does not speak great about his long-term commitment to the franchise. Wouldn't you think, the George Strait line? Not here for a long time?
Well, he's... Yeah, I mean, I think... But don't you think he's looking at it at this point as a one-year deal?
I'm here to win.
And in 1 year to go get big money. And so I don't have... You have an issue with that?
Well, wouldn't you come in with an open mind that, hey, if this goes great, I'm here with Belichick for the end?
I think he has an open mind. I think he also knows that Bill Belichick is not a guy who throws a bag of cash, as LB would say, at veteran players.
And wait until people start parsing this out as Cam Newton already knows Belichick is going to be a nightmare to deal with. They haven't done anything yet together. The honeymoon has barely even begun.
But isn't this dumb on Belichick's part? Because if he's just going to be here for 1 year, all you're doing is delaying the inevitable with Stidham.
No.
So wouldn't it be better to have Stidham get under the center this year, and then he's the quarterback of the future?
He quoted a country song on Instagram. Can we relax, please?
And, okay. And also, if you remember,
he just put his house on the market.
And he did it in that odd font that he uses.
Oh,
he's
serial
not going to change
font.
It ever. Yes. He said nope, that many
he's
times.
Not going, this is this, he does, this he's is done jam. This before when he had to transfer out of Florida. He went to a JUCO in Texas, mm-hmm. and his father described it on the Cam Chronicles podcast series as a business trip. He knows what it's like to go someplace to have to reinvent himself, and that's exactly what this is right now. Can we just enjoy it? Please.
So if it, Craig, we can all agree, if he's here for 1 year, it's a bad move by the Patriots.
No, we cannot.
Nope.
Can you watch the Cam Chronicles, please, Greg? I mean,
God, listen to it. You can't watch it. You listen to it
every day.
You have to listen to it.
It's super good.
I'll get to it when I'm done with Surviving Epstein.
How many episodes is that, by the way?
I think it's like 5.
Oh, jeez.
It's great television.
Well, we had, count them up, 7.5 periods of play in a hockey game last night. Tampa Bay and Columbus played from 3 o'clock until 9:22, 6 hours and 13 minutes. Braden Point, the winner for Tampa in the fifth overtime. And as such, the Bruins game was postponed, pushed back, just like the Big Ten and the Pac-12. Which, by the way, right again, Laird, where's the credit? I said this weeks ago, punt the college football season to the spring. And, oh, they can't play in the spring, blah, blah, blah. Laird, you're wrong.
No.
Right again, I mean, Laird.
It looks like there's going to be college football. There are some conferences that are going to have the nuts to play.
You think? I mean, I the SEC, I'll give you. The ACC, I doubt it.
Ken, last night the Big 12 announced that they are, in fact, planning to go ahead with the season. So get
right
ready
now.
For everyone to become Texas Tech, TCU, Baylor, and Oklahoma fans, my man.
That's a month away, so a lot of time to pivot and go the way of the Big Ten.
Sounds like you're hoping for a pivot, for a cancellation.
Yes, I think it's going to be a better season in the spring.
You're
I think
hoping,
it'll be full of fans, a vaccine, Biden and Kamala Harris will be in the office. It'll be great.
I feel like...
Can we get a pronunciation on her name, please?
Kamala.
I thought it was Kamala.
Loser.
Kamala.
Oh, by the way, the New York Times front page today, basically an ad campaign for the Kamala Harris Biden ticket.
What a glamour shot.
Oh, my God.
It's a historic moment. It Curtis is like, oh, what a joke the New York Times is. How dare they put a woman of color on the cover?
That's exactly what I said, Ken. You absolute pandering boob.
Voices, speaking.
There we go.
What's wrong with the picture on the New York Times cover?
Do you think if Donald Trump had replaced Mike Pence with a woman of color...
But he didn't.
It would be in this beaming, beautiful shot, like a glamour photo?
Of course it would.
You're such an idiot.
Mother is a woman of color. All of them.
Mike Pence. Anybody else notice that when announcing the cancellation of any kind of sport, Dale and Ken appear to sound giddy?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I would call it a rally.
Because it's the smart plan. It's not canceling, it's postponing.
Okay.
Well, I apologize.
Why is it smart,
for this,
Ken?
But Greg, you sound like an idiot on this morning show.
Because you'll avoid outbreaks, you'll get full fans in the spring.
You know what? Danny Cannell did not like your lead this morning.
I know he didn't. Oh, but the column is hot. First hour has been good.
Really?
Column, man,
no,
racking up numbers.
He has
by
no
the tens.
Idea. Just making it up by the
Cam or Julian, more to prove. Read WEI.com. Rays 8, Red Sox 2, Tuesday night at Fenway. Martin Perez did okay, but the Tampa bullpen outpitched the Sox bullpen. Sox are 6-11 now. They'll try it tonight. 6:30 pregame on the Shaw's and Star Market WEI Red Sox Radio Network. Celtics over the Grizz, 122-107. One more with Washington. That is Thursday. How about Kemba Walker, by the way, Fitzy? With the Yankees hat. What's going on with that?
Bronx native. It's okay. At least he admitted when he put it on.
No.
No?
That was wildly offensive. It wasn't even like,
cancel Kemba? Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was a bold one, too. I mean, it was
like a fresh one.
Yeah, like a fresh, big-ass New York Yankees logo. Like, I mean,
if this were 2003, that would not have gone, right? There's no way he gets away with it.
Mm-mm.
It's just nobody cares now. It's weird.
What about, like, know your audience? Like, know who you're speaking to. I mean,
Jason Tatum wears St. Louis stuff, but we don't have a rivalry with St. Louis.
Right.
So
I'm okay with that. But the Yankees right in our face? No thanks. Mm.
It's the Greg Hill Morning.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good show.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Momentarily, new guidance from the state when it comes to those who might be dining out in the time of COVID.
Great.
So we'll get to that shortly. But this is Steve, who has been hanging on patiently. Hello, Steve.
Good morning, everybody. How are we doing today?
What's
Hi,
happening?
Steve.
Hi, Danielle. How are you?
I'm good.
You know, Ken, we mended fences a few weeks ago on your show. Remember?
Yes, we did.
On Saturday.
You're my guy,
and
Steve.
I actually told you that I'm going to come in with some chicken parm and some chicken aziti broccoli when this is over.
Right.
But, you know, when you say things the way you said them a few minutes ago, I want to strangle you.
Well,
you
I
really believe
now.
In the spring you're going to... I'm going to tell you. Do you really believe in the spring you're going to get 100,000 fans in Ohio State or Michigan? Do you really think they're going to allow that?
If there's a vaccine,
fans
yes.
Fans in the spring?
Yes, yes.
No. You know, how many people do you think are going to take the vaccine, Ken?
Well, if the college athletes have to... If they have to take it, if the college athletes do it,
college
they're safe.
Athletes, what about fans? What about the fans? You're not going to be able to separate them. If you got a full house, 100,000, 40% of them are taking the vaccine. Because
but at that point, the colleges are not liable, right? They it's not up to them to determine who comes in or who doesn't based
on
a vaccine.
I don't care if they're liable or not. I'm worried. You're worried about a pandemic. So what's to say does it spread again? You've got 100,000 people sitting in the stands, and 40% of them are infected or more. What's going to happen? There's no way they're going to be full capacity in the spring.
Ken, what is the difference between baseball, the sport you love, and college football being played right now?
College football is a higher risk sport.
It is?
Yes, it is.
But
close
why?
Contact, breathing on each other, facing each other, 80 guys in a locker room.
Well, I mean, you heard...
Sounds like a party.
Hockey players?
You heard Wiggy say the other day that most likely there's no football player that is breathing on another for up to 15 minutes, which is what the guideline is.
The linemen are not breathing on each other.
Well, for 15 minutes at a time? I mean, your average play is 60
I mean, Wiggy was on the field
seconds,
for 2 minutes at a time and he got pulled, so maybe it's
Come on.
Well, maybe if everyone would just follow the guidelines from the state of Massachusetts, then we could have college football here. Yesterday, the public health secretary in our state, Mary Lou Sutters, is that her name, Curtis?
Mary Lou Sutters, $170,000 is a bargain to pay for her salary every year.
She suggested that going forward, should you be dining with others, I'm assuming in your home or at a bar that is masquerading as a restaurant,
correct,
that you ought to follow strict guidelines when it comes to your food. And here she is.
Don't spread this virus to your family. Stay 6 feet apart at all times, inside and outside. The COVID pandemic is not over. Wash your hands. Stay home if you are ill and call your doctor. Please don't share food, drinks, or utensils with anyone. And I know how hard that is. Just try this, but don't. So please don't share food, drinks, or utensils with anyone. Wash your hands frequently.
Don't share a utensil. Don't give me a bite of your plate or of your food off that fork, but I'm going to have sex with you later.
No sharing food. That's a new one.
Well,
come on. How does one order a plate of nachos?
You can't. You have to. No shared apps. Are we still on no shared apps?
Or a giant
pretzel?
Nope.
I mean,
you have to ask them to cut it up for you.
How is tapas still legal?
I think there's a little difference between grabbing a wing from the separated buffalo wings on the plate and, hey, this is delicious. Yeah. Have a bite. I can see your teeth marks in the burger, Ted.
She said no shared food. So, I mean, I would assume that appetizers must be outlawed here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts going forward.
Correct.
How many appetizers have you ordered in the last 6 months, would you say?
The limit does not exist.
Numerous amounts, in unmentionable amounts.
He actually ordered more during the restaurant shutdown than he has.
No,
like,
I didn't stop
Greg
that
is
narrative.
Thinking about how many edamame he's going to consume during the Bruins game today.
I don't do soy. It has poor implications for your health.
These people are sharing showers.
Yes. What? Yes. Right.
They use the same shower. They don't use it at the same time, but they go, like, brothers
That's
and sisters.
True.
Husbands and wives, they go in, they sit on the same couch. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so
patently stupid.
Touch
the same door handles.
Every day our state employees get dumber.
Well, are they sitting around in the living room watching television together? And if so, are they spreading the virus to one another in their home?
I hope they're not.
Have seven remote controls?
I don't think she's talking about cohabitating people. I think you're allowed to share apps with your husband
or
wife.
She said with your family at home.
She means extended family.
You can't have your extended family over, numbnuts.
This vanilla frap is delicious. Have
donkey.
A sip.
I can't.
What's with the Curtis name calling? Donkey yesterday, numbnuts today.
You just said I ripped a woman for being black on the New York Times, you moron.
Well.
Wow, now he added moron. Ken, by the way, you're the one who calls people stupid like Ben Volen and other people who are kind enough to join us on Saturday, so you best be careful.
Donkey it is.
This
donkey.
Danielle, following up on what you said, this 617 texter says, so you can sleep with somebody, but you can't share food with them in their home.
Well,
yes.
We can't talk about sex at the press conference.
I
know it's going to be difficult, but don't have sex with anyone that you live with or anyone else. Or the president is going to outlaw Tinder in addition to TikTok. Come on.
Please don't share food, drinks, or utensils with anyone.
Okay.
Do not share French toast this Sunday. Whatever you do, you will die.
So what when serving a family meal, it needs to be portioned out for each person.
There's no family meals.
There's no seconds.
No, I mean, no family style.
I'm a huge fan of seconds and thirds. There's no seconds and thirds. Mm-mm. Just your proportion, and that's your portion, and that's it.
How do you share a lasagna? I mean, those are all
done.
No, those meals, any kind of a meal like that, which somebody has to maybe put a spatula in, and they don't have their own...
individual
spatula, you forget about it.
And I know we each have our own little fights to pick, our own little peccadillos, if you will, about COVID-19. One thing that drives me nuts is when you go to a restaurant or even like a deli and they have like the hot food buffet. I want to be able to decide, I want one more spoonful of the potatoes or the lasagna. But no, there's the damn Belichick plexiglass and someone is behind there doing it for you. Right. It takes all the fun out of making all the impulse purchases.
Well, that's why you shouldn't go to a deli masquerading as a restaurant.
Or as a bar.
Or a masquerade.
Yes. Is it a masquerade?
A Golden Corral masquerading as a restaurant.
You can't Homegate now, Fitzy. This cuts that right out.
Yep. Nope. Can't even serve my own potatoes or share a frap with my family while I'm driveway drinking at the Stevens Family Sports Drive-In. Ken, you're banned permanently, by the way, you donkey. Donkey!
Here's a violator texting in.
Oh.
I lick my daughter's ice cream when it gets too drippy. Am I breaking the law?
Yes.
Ooh,
did that last week with both of my kids.
The cops
are
coming.
Have to.
Yep.
And she did...
the best kind of ice cream.
This texter saw her press conference yesterday with the governor and said, did you hear when she said you're supposed to wear a mask inside your home? And I did hear that.
Is that if there's 10 or more people?
No.
In general?
Yeah. She did say that if you have elderly family members at the get-go...
Okay.
And then she said... went on to say you really should be wearing a mask inside of your own home.
Was that in relation to family members or in general?
It was in relation to family members.
Okay, well, I can see that if you have like a compromised family member.
Well,
I can see that suggestion. But if you're home, just like hanging with your family, why do you have a mask on? Like, you guys are co-bubbling.
But if somebody has a compromised family member, you don't think that they're staying away from them?
Right.
And I mean,
or if they live with them, they're probably not going out, right? Or I would hope that they wouldn't be.
How odd is it going to be for an entire family to be walking around their ranch home with masks on at all times of the day?
It'd be great. You can't see me scowl at you.
In all sincerity, if you have a compromised family member, shouldn't you always use this type of caution?
Yes, you should.
So then, like, what are we doing?
What's the issue here? Oh, my Lord.
All right. What if, great question, what if you were to put a fork at the end of a 6-foot pole, Ken? Would that be okay?
Yes.
Could he then share a meal?
She misspoke. She can't mean family members.
She misspoke.
Can we play it one more time?
She said everyone, but she means going out with other people.
You want to hear it
one more
time?
Please.
The whole thing or just
No, the whole thing.
Let's do it.
The whole thing.
Don't spread this virus to your family. Stay 6 feet apart at all times, inside and outside. The COVID pandemic is not over. Wash your hands. Stay home if you are ill and call your doctor. Please don't share food, drinks, or utensils with anyone. And I know how hard that is. Just try this, but don't. So please don't share food, drinks, or utensils with anyone. Wash your hands frequently.
Yeah, she doesn't specify.
Don't put the nuggets on your plate and then cut them for your kid and feed your kid on a fork.
If you go for the fry at the bottom of the bag, you'll be arrested immediately.
If that's what she means, that's dumb.
And stay 6 feet away from your kids at all times.
That's easy.
Go bathe yourself, Johnny. Well, don't drown.
Are you telling me you can't hug your kid?
Nope.
That's the guidance, right?
That's it.
At all times, stay 6 feet away from your family members at all times, inside and outside. I mean, what, Ken? What about?
Well, that's what she means. I can't defend that. That's ridiculous.
What about your little daughter?
I'm not abiding by that.
You're not going to abide by it?
That's where half my food comes from. You might get my daughter's plate.
You might get fined. Coming up in the news, we'll talk about the New England individuals who are the first to be slapped with gigantic fines for not following the guidance.
Yes.
So we'll get to that during the news with Danielle, which is coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI. It's time for
good news for you this morning.
The news.
In 3, 2, 1.
With your host.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Danielle Murr.
Cannonball!
Because I am good at three things: fighting, screwing, and reading the news.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Worth it!
On Sports Radio WEEI.
News team, assemble!
There are two Northeast Men's Health locations, one in Dedham next to Legacy Place and the other in Salem, New Hampshire. You can learn more at northeastmenshealth.com.
Well, former Vice President and presidential contender Joe Biden has made his announcement for his pick for VP, and that is Kamala Harris. She's the junior senator from California. She's been in that position since 2017. A lot of people very excited about this pick.
Sure. Yeah.
including Greg.
thrilled, awkward, you can tell.
Awkward discussions at some point. I mean, she was somebody who during the debates had been pretty hard on him with regard to some of the allegations about him.
Isn't that how it works? When you're running against someone in the primaries or before that, you rip them apart, then you concede and you give them the endorsement, then you're their pick for VP.
That's how that goes.
I think that's how that trajectory goes.
How do you walk back the fact that you believed all the accusers?
New information has come to light.
Oh,
that's the excuse. Yeah.
Okay,
all right. Mm-hmm. New information. Yes. Has
new information?
Come to light. Okay.
Connecticut had announced, my home country of Connecticut, yeah, buddy, had announced, I want to say about a month and a half ago, that they were going to be implementing big fines for travelers who did not disclose where they came from or fill out the proper travel forms. Well, we're learning today that Governor Ned Lamont is, in fact, cracking down on travelers. Two individuals from Connecticut have been fined $1,000 apiece for failing to report from when they came back from areas that may have been considered coronavirus hotspots. Uh-huh. One individual traveled to Florida. The other traveled to Louisiana. They say there are some ongoing investigations right now into other travel-related violations, but these are the first two that have been issued a fine by the Department of Public Health in Connecticut for $1,000 apiece.
And
cool
G. How do they figure it out?
Narcs.
Is there narcs?
They have a task force following them around.
Or are they like 311 calls, or do they have like a task force that is doing research?
They have a task force.
So you fill out the thing and you say where you came from.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't mention a hotspot, they're doing research into what are they going into your credit card and figuring out where you purchased your airline tickets from? Or how are they?
They put a bug in your iPhone.
Are they catching these people?
That I'm not entirely sure. But there are 34 states on the list, plus Puerto Rico, from which you must quarantine for 2 weeks when you return to Connecticut. 34 states.
This makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. I mean, just traveling across the country is one thing, but like yesterday, Andy Hart was relaying a story. He lives about a mile away from the Rhode Island border. His favorite donut shop is across the border. He won't go get them because on that 3 mile drive to get donuts, mm-hmm. he doesn't want to get pulled over or busted for crossing the state line into mm-hmm. banned Rhode Island and having to quarantine for 2 weeks because he wants friggin' donuts.
Well, you know, there's people who listen to the show who live in Rhode Island and work in Massachusetts.
Right, they're exempt.
But they're worried that they're going to be singled out via their license plate. And some, like the Corona police are going to pull them over or something because they have Rhode Island plates.
They should pull a Trump and just Sharpie Massachusetts over the top. Get rid of the little blue wave, just Brillo pad that out on the license plate.
Moral of the story, I saved Curtis $2,000 from that Florida trip. Saved you money, buddy.
Okay.
What about Danielle's upcoming vacation? Are you planning on narking that out too? Or
I think you just did.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm just taking the week off.
Okay. All right. Good.
It's going to be a staycation.
If you are going somewhere, don't tell Ken.
Yeah, you're going somewhere.
No, I'm going to go somewhere and then quarantine and do the show from home for 2 weeks. That's the plan.
What?
No, I'm kidding. I'm not going anywhere.
Okay. Yeah, you're going somewhere. Pleasure town.
We can only hope. Governor Charlie Baker is not involved in the Pleasure Town scenario, by the way, even though he's a handsome fella. Cannot imagine a reason not to go back to school in the fall. Although
we would certainly hope that based on this data, if you're in a green or a white community, I can't imagine a good reason not to go back, whether it's full-time or in some sort of a hybrid, because for all intents and purposes, you meet all the benchmarks that are being used across the country and across New England to make decisions about whether it's safe to go back to school. And contextually, those communities are in a perfectly appropriate place to have kids back.
Pivot Central!
Yeah.
Didn't his transportation secretary say at the same briefing that you can't share food?
Mm-hmm. No, that was the Department of Public Health.
Oh, whatever. Mary Liz. Okay.
Yes. You can't share food in your home. And you have to stay 6 feet apart from your kids at all times.
Can't hug dad, but go ready to go, mm-hmm. second grade.
Why can't, in these towns,
which have the green light,
yep.
why can't people resume all kinds of normal activities then?
The Facebook pages for the town, especially my town of Swampscott, is a flutter because I think we qualify.
You have a green light?
Green or white. I forget which one we are. But they're still looking at either a hybrid model or remote. Yeah. And some of the parents are like, but didn't we qualify to go back to school?
Well, is this the same color code that W used after 9/11 for terror threats?
Yes.
Threat
level midnight.
You know what qualifies as a red light?
What?
8 cases out of 100,000 people.
As opposed to, is green or white like 4?
Wait, 8 COVID cases out of 100,000 people correct. Means
yes.
shut it down?
That means yes. shut it down.
That means shut it down. What's the percentage on that, Ken? Want me to help you?
Yeah, you want to do the math on
it? It's less than 1%. So if you have 8, so I guess the green light is...
Green. So a white
green
community...
would be 0 cases?
Is fewer than 5 cases.
Okay.
Green is fewer than 4 cases per 100,000. So white is 5 cases, like, in general, period. Yellow is 4 to 8 cases per 100,000, and red is more than 8 cases.
Eight or 9.
Yeah.
Yeah, 9. Yeah, okay. All right.
9 plus.
Uh-huh.
Now, the governor also did say that one of the things you should avoid are large gatherings and also play dates. We can't be having play dates.
Play dates?
Well, I mean, if you have to wear the mask at home, you can't be having some rando kid from down the street come over.
How many kids are normally on a play date? Ken, you have a young daughter.
We've not gone to the play date yet.
We have outdoor play dates all the time.
Well, you should not be having...
The kids ride bikes. They go to the beach. They wear a mask.
No play dates.
We're asking families in moderate and high-risk communities to avoid having big play dates and avoid big gatherings with multiple neighbors and friends, and to wear face coverings and to be conscious of all the rules and the guidance that have been provided by the Commonwealth and by your local boards of health and by your local communities over the course of the past few months.
And he went on to say, don't make me think that picnic is not a picnic masquerading as a playdate.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If you live in a green community, can you share utensils with your kids?
Yes, but if you live in a green community, they better be bamboo utensils.
Okay.
Yeah, nice. I see what you did there.
You like that, baby? Oh, yeah. Have you seen the video of the angry anti-masker that got carried out of the store by his son? It's so great.
Where was this?
Happened in Tucson, Arizona at a Sprouts grocery store. And the dad is going off, yelling. There's a whole little scene, whole crowd of people, which kind of goes against the guidelines. But everyone's listening to this guy go off about how coronavirus isn't real. And his son's trying to hurt. He's like, his son looks like he's maybe like late teens, early 20s.
He's like, Dad, stop embarrassing me.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
So he's kind of like edging his dad back toward the door. Finally, he picks his dad up and carries him right out.
These people won't learn. You're a bunch of idiots wearing masks. You know it's not real. Look at you fools. You got a f***ing doily on your face. Retard. You look like you f***ing got it off your mom's countertop. You look like an idiot. You're a child trying to make you wear a mask.
Shut up.
You're a dork. Look at you, you giant f***ing dork. What are you going to do? Good boy. Come outside and show me how tough you are. I'll beat that f***ing mask off your face like a f***ing retard. F***ing pussies. You're a bunch of pussies wearing masks. Losers.
Goodbye. Bye.
Obscure reference, Danielle.
Yes.
Your dress looks like a doily from Reality Bites.
Yes. Yes. Unbelievable. Now, there was a wedding in Maine that some Massachusetts residents went to recently.
And they say
that one guy... that they believe is from Massachusetts, intentionally coughed on another guest at the wedding for not wearing masks, although they were socially distancing at the time, so they didn't feel they needed to wear the masks.
Okay.
The wedding was at Acadia National Park, so outdoors.
How many people? I hope it wasn't more than 50.
It doesn't say how many were there, but we'll hear from Brian Saucier in a second. He was involved in this. He says the guy was in his early 20s. He and his brother-in-law followed the guy who was with 5 or 6 family members to the parking lot, and that the family got into a minivan with mask plates. Okay, so here's Brian describing the incident.
I just kind of saw out of the corner of my eye someone come up from behind me. It was this young guy. He had his mask pulled down, and he was looking right at me and coughed on me, and... I was it kind of caught me off guard. And I looked at my wife and I said, did he just intentionally cough on us and walk away? And she said, yeah.
The Zoom news interview with the baby. Nothing like it. Nothing compares. Yeah,
absolute best.
Nothing better than mass holes, right? Mm-hmm. Traveling to Maine and coughing intentionally on people. Mask holes.
Might have been Matt Light.
Yeah, it was probably Matt Light. But this person who's texting in has a wedding this weekend. Congratulations.
Yes.
And they originally had to cut it down from 200 to 100. And now, this week,
yeah,
they have to cut it down to 50 people.
But I'm sure you probably still have to pay for the 100, right?
I hope they don't. That would suck. But what are you what are you supposed to do? Tell your relatives, hey, sorry, you can't come to my wedding anymore?
I mean, to be honest, most of them would probably be psyched to get the pass. That's like volunteering to give up your seat on a plane for the $500 voucher. I'd be like, you need somebody not to come to the wedding? I'll still send the gift. I'm good. Do I have to not socialize with people and do the limbo? I'm great.
What if you do the hybrid model? 50 in and 50 out, like switch every couple hours.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Your arrival time at the wedding is 5:30.
Right. You get a wristband that tells you what time you can arrive and how long you can stay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we think there's going to be people at Patriots games this fall.
We hope there is.
We hope there is. We're laughing.
It's adorable. Yeah. Now, the only thing that's worse than the unmasked mass holes are the people in Florida.
And now,
it's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of Florida.
Florida? But that's America's way.
Not like the rest of us.
Another day in Florida.
Cocaine, right? I thought that was just for people in Florida.
We're heading to Gainesville. A woman is in jail after allegedly spraying Raid in the face of her husband after an argument while he was sleeping.
While he was asleep.
Oh,
that's not very nice.
She raided his ass.
That's not nice.
39-year-old Kissy Thomas alleges that her husband had come home drunk earlier in the evening and he mixed meds with alcohol, and that's why he stumbled out of the house disoriented and didn't know how the can of Raid got into her car. However, the police report states that the man claimed that she got mad at him, sprayed him in the face with Raid roach spray while he was asleep. He became disoriented, ran through the screen door, and fell face first into the cement stairs. When police responded, the man did have a cut on his forehead consistent with his story. Officers located blood on the stairs. The woman was arrested and transported to jail. They located some hidden weed in her bra. Uh-huh. She's now facing charges of domestic battery and smuggling narcotics into a detention facility.
They need the old "Can this marriage be saved?" column.
He stood whatever, by her side
from whatever woman's magazine that used to be in.
Was that a good? Was that a red book?
It might have been Red Book or Good Housekeeping.
Good Housekeeping.
Joan London on the cover.
Plus 19 crockpot favorites.
Who hasn't been hammered and walked through a screen? I mean, that's nothing.
I mean, have you? I have been drinking.
I mean, I screened her out after a fight in Napa, but I've never walked through one.
Yeah, here's hoping they work it out.
Yeah.
I have been drinking.
Anything else?
Do you think the guy in Peru that caught his wife having an affair on Google Maps is going to work it out? I love these stories more than anything. You know, you can find anything on the internet. I like when people spend hours searching satellite images for stuff. Mm-hmm. They're like, look at this hidden, you know, weaponry we found in Iran.
Well, that's how I uncovered the selfie testing conspiracy, which I'm going to launch onto the public shortly.
Oh, very good. Yes,
what happened?
Make sure you keep your mask on while you launch.
What happened with the guy in Peru?
So the guy was doing like a Google Maps drive-by of a place in downtown Lima, Peru. And even though they blur out the faces of people that appear in the street view on Google Maps, he could still tell that it was his wife. And she's sitting on a park bench, and she's with this guy who's laying there with his head in her lap, and she's like playing with his hair.
Oh, he was like, "That's the way she plays with my hair."
Played.
I know.
Because you know she ain't doing it anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Oh, the poor guy.
I know.
So
terrible.
Did she own up to it?
We don't know what the aftermath was once he confronted her, but he did post the photo on Facebook. It went viral. Jeez. and thoughts and prayers.
Yeah. All right. Danielle, thank you.
Welcome.
617-779-7937 is the number to call if you'd like to be on this morning, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.